from KQED.
Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush says he knows how to fix education in America, and he's convening a national summit in San Francisco today to promote his ideas. Bush formed the Foundation for Excellence in Education after he was termed out of office 4 years ago. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalis says he's recruited media tycoon Rupert Murdoch to be a headliner.
Ken Trey is a San Francisco history teacher. He's also a union leader. This was his reaction when he heard Bush recruited Murdoch to talk education.
I was dumbfounded. Rupert Murdoch as the keynote speaker? Would you want your children in a classroom with him?
Many San Franciscans have the same knee-jerk reaction until they learn the media mogul recently purchased Wireless Generation, an education technology company that stands to make big profits and have a big impact on the use of technology in the classroom. And that's exactly what attracts Bush, who's now an education advisor to mostly Republican policymakers.
I think you have to look at our agenda and look at the policies that are really being discussed.
That's Patricia Levesque with Bush's Foundation for Excellence in Education. She says Bush has been on the forefront of provocative reforms that are now sweeping the nation, reforms that he enacted during his time in Florida, including giving parents vouchers to attend private and online schools, evaluating teachers based on student test scores, and giving certain schools cash bonuses if they improve. Levesque says lawmakers are eager to do something different.
There are a lot of governors who get elected, or even candidates who are working on becoming governor, who want to hear about how a state who did so poorly, Florida, was able to turn things around in a relatively short period of time. And so they want to hear what are the lessons learned.
For example, one of the conference panels is about how to change the collective bargaining rights of teachers' unions in order to weaken teacher tenure and bolster teacher evaluations, two things Bush believes can lead to better teacher quality. But at least one expert takes issue with that, UC Berkeley education professor Judith Little Warren.
I think we rightly take up the question of the evaluation of teaching, but to think that the dilemma of weak teachers can be attributed to the presence of unions and to the existence of tenure is, I think, misleading.
And for certain teachers like Ken Trey, the union leader in San Francisco, the entire conference is misleading. Trey says the topics reflect how corporate greed is now invading education.
They want to use our students as fodder to fatten their bank accounts, and that's not right. And we're going to tell them that it's not right, and we think a lot of folks will join us.
The conference is expected to attract school superintendents, LA's mayor, and education philanthropists from around the country. Local teachers' unions are expected to picket outside the Palace Hotel, where the summit is taking place. They hope to recruit nearby protesters of Occupy San Francisco to join their cause. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintakalis.